Now back to Brian Bushlack's business briefing on FM News 101.
Okay, first, as promised, I would give you the information on how you can sign the initiative petition here to end Oregon's death tax before it kills Oregon business. Email info@commonsensefororegon.org, or you can call 503-480-0523. Another option, if you'd like to download this option, go to endoregondeathtax.com. You can sign that e-petition, one signature per download, though. That's the rule on that. So we will spend much more time, not only in this show, but in the coming weeks, on this topic. This, I believe, is one of the most important topics for you as an Oregon business owner. Right now, Oregon and Washington, the only two states west of the Mississippi with an estate tax, and it hits you at the $1 million mark. So this impacts a lot of small business and medium-sized business across the state. More coming up in our next hour with Kevin Mannix and Doug Weathers. Right now, though, we bring back our friend Pat Stone from WFG National Title to talk about the 10-year Treasury. Pat, you know, I remember when I had that mortgage business about 6 years ago, and we thought we would never see rates below 5.5%. Those were low rates back then. Now that's extremely high. You see that 10-year note at 1.7%. I got to ask you, the 10-year and mortgage rates typically track with each other. They're not tied together, but they do track. My question now is, if the 10-year's around 1.7, why are mortgage rates so high at around 3%?
Well, at some point, the cost of generating a mortgage requires a certain spread, and you know the spreads, you would say that they should be smaller. I do think that there's concern among lenders about regulation. I will tell you a certitude that lenders, and probably rightfully so, are exercising a lot more diligence in the underwriting process. That's costly. There are factors impacting their costs, and there is a need for a certain degree of spread in order to make a dollar. And I think a lot of the lenders are being very, very cautious right now until CFPB is resolved, until we get resolution on what the impact of Dodd-Frank will be. Lenders are being cautious, so that does add to the cost.
Okay, that helps explain it once again. As the saying goes, never say never, but safe to say we are turning Japanese, and we kind of shot some emails back and forth about this. We shouldn't shouldn't we see rates this low ever again? That is, unless the low rates become the norm, right? I mean, are we in this period for some time to come now?
Well, I've heard some very, very intelligent economists talk about the liquidity trap, which is another esoteric concept, but the reality is we are locked into this partly because we are a safe haven, so we can sell our debt externally. Now, the difference between us and Japan, I don't want to get too far off on a tangent here, but part of the difference between us and Japan is that Japan mostly buys its debt internally. They have a much higher debt-to-GDP ratio than the U.S. government does. I mean, it's almost, about 220%. So you would say, gosh, Japan is in a lot of trouble. Why would anybody buy their bonds? Well, their bonds are bought by their own citizens because their own citizens have had a high degree of savings. We're different. We're selling our bonds externally, but we're regarded as a international safe haven. And so that's driven the price down and will continue to create demand for our debt because the world will be uncertain for a long, long time. I'm afraid that we're probably in a generational shifting that's going to cause uncertainty and demand for our bonds. The other thing that's happening here, and I'm going to be a little cynical, and I promised you I wouldn't be negative, but the other thing that's happening here is with $50 trillion worth of credit market debt in this country, we can't afford the rates to go up,
yeah.
And I don't think rates will go up. So. Ben Bernanke has said over and over again that they anticipate having low rates through to the end of 2014 until we have an economy and enough growth to be able to afford to pay higher rates. Now, I know that there are people out there listening saying, Pat, you're an idiot. You know, it doesn't work like that, but I'm afraid it does, and I think that we will see low rates for quite a while.
Pat Stone, Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, joining us here on Business Briefing. We talked GDP earlier. we've got a revised estimate here for a recovery. You said through 2014. Now, that's from Bernanke. How concerned are you, Pat, about the so-called fiscal cliff coming up at the end of the year? There's a lot of talk about this, but do you have any faith that Congress is going to find a fix for this, even if they extend it?
Well, how concerned am I? On a 1 to 10, I'm an 11. This is probably the biggest issue that I see in trying to do any planning as a businessman. It's certainly the biggest issue I see as a citizen in terms of the political issues we have. If we do nothing, we've already set in motion tax cuts and spending cuts that will result in a 3 to 5% impact on GDP. That will put us into a recession, and it won't be just a nice, comfortable recession or a recession that doesn't disrupt things. It will be devastating. So I was actually surprised and pleased to see Bill Clinton come out and talk about extending the Bush tax cuts. Now, I will tell you, long term, I think the Bush tax cuts need to be repealed. I think tax rates are at a very, very historic low level. But I'm against doing it right now with as tenuous economic environment as we are in. I also would hate to see additional government spending cuts. Government has actually shrunk the last couple of years. I know people look at the debt and say, how can that be? Look at the debt they're running up. But the debt has a lot to do with decrease in revenues because of lower taxes, because of a slower economy. If we cut government spending and we increase taxes, we will be in a deep hole. We'll be in a lot of trouble. Now, how confident am I in the politicians doing anything about it? I am terrified that the politicians will take rigid ideological stances on the right and left, and there will be no compromise. And if that happens, it's going to get ugly. So let's hope someone with a bit of sanity prevails here pretty quick.
Okay, Pat. Well, that's great insight. On a scale of 1 to 10, you're an 11.
I'm an 11.
Okay. Well, I'm a little more concerned than I was at the start of the show. Okay. Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, locally based, thriving company expanding up and down the West Coast. Pat, thanks for your time, your insight. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. When we come back, we'll shift gears a little bit. We'll check in with John DaCosta. I stopped in at his Lake Oswego office this past week to catch up on interesting things in the local real estate market and what people outside of Portland are saying about our fair city, why they're moving here. That's up next with John DaCosta as we continue on FM News 101.